Okay, guys, so last time we finished Perek Dalad, so we're about to start Perek Hey. I just want to just give a little bit of akdamo, because he's going to talk about a lot in Perek Hey, and he's mentioned already this term. He's discussed the term of Les Machshava Tfisa Bei Klal. Those words were directed towards, meaning Hashem. Hashem, we're talking about Hashem. I wouldn't say directed, but they describe Hashem as Les Machshava Tfisa Bei Klal, is that Hashem is something which we cannot fathom. Now, I just want to say one thing that's always, I've been wanting to get this out. In some form, one way or another, that I think that one of the big challenges that our generation has when it comes to Inyani Emuna is that we think that things that we can't understand are not there and that they're not real.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind, but out of reality. Out of sight, out of mind means that when you're already agreeing that it's real, it's just not in your mind. Now here we have another problem, that how do I know that a person exists? Well, I can tell you there's a guy named John Doe that lives somewhere, but if you don't know anything about him, so then why would you believe him, believe me about him, in him, all this stuff? It's very hard to, because again, in our realm of perception, we know things are true and real when we experience them and we have some knowledge about them. The less we know about something, the more skeptical we are for it to exist. Now, if you look in the, there's a very interesting turn that we take when, as soon as we start learning this form of the Sifrei Kabbalah, that they have a completely different attitude when it comes to Hashem. Well, when it comes to anything divine, so the Svarim pretty much assume that he's there. Again, not just assume, they assume in all certainty that Hashem exists. That's a fact. Now, we discussed this once before, that the Nevi'im, first of all, we had Maamad Har Sinai, the Nevi'im experienced, they had a divine experience, which that in itself was enough of a proof for them to verify and to confirm that Hashem exists. Now, that being said, there's a problem though, but we don't experience Him. So we don't have any confirmation of that based on the way we would normally confirm things. Again, we don't see Hashem, Hashem never flies a plane through the air that says, "Hi, I'm here." It's like, you know, He leaves the smoke that says, "Oh, up here, I'm in Shemayim." We don't get that. We get very, very subtle hints about Hashem, but not much more than that. And that is a challenge for us, again, even though we all know that Hashem exists. Nobody in this room right now is going to say Hashem doesn't exist. I have any suffix. Baruch Hashem, we were all raised in homes of good emuna, or even if we weren't, we picked it up along the way in good schools, and we know that He's there. But we all face our challenges still in emuna, and I believe that part of it is the misconception that we are supposed to understand Hashem, that we are supposed to know a lot about Him, and we feel like since we don't, so it makes it hard for us. First of all, we feel down on ourselves that we don't know a lot about Hashem. We're like, hey, how come I don't know more? If Hashem is the center of the world and He's supposed to be the center of our spiritual experience, why don't we know more about Him? And that itself leads to skepticism on our part, because we feel like if He'd really be there, we would know more about Him. And again, I don't think anybody has those thoughts in an active intellectual way, that a person's like an aggressive way. But I think that passively, in some way, we all wish like we were could experience Him more and we could know more about Him. Now, what you see from this form of the Kabbalah is that they're certain that Hashem exists. Again, absolutely certain. Yet, the less you know about Him, the more you understand Him. And I'll say what I mean. That it's not a problem for us not to understand Hashem. It's impossible to understand Hashem. Les machshava tfisa beklal, we cannot comprehend Hashem to the extent that the less you know about Him, that's actually the more you know about Him. Okay? Because Hashem purposely and purposefully does not want us to see Him clearly. He does not want everything to be so out in the open. Hashem hid Himself. We discussed this a little bit last time, that the outstanding midos of Hashem, that if we were to talk about Hashem's midos, the ones that mostly describe Hashem, so Meir was the one who mentioned this last time, was anava, humility, tznius, all these types of midos. The midos are, which are things which are concealment and being humble. These are the things that we experience from Hashem. So if you want to say, wait a second, how could I believe in Hashem? Hashem is so undefined. It's so unclear. Yeah, that is who He is. It's not, I mean, it's. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, but it ends up being that the secrecy and the cloudiness is Hashem. It's less machshava tfisa beklal. So this whole challenge of us, you know, having to confirm belief in something which is so distant from us, and that is what it is. We should not feel inadequate in any way just because we cannot get a clear picture of Hashem. Someone would say, "Oh, I'm so proud of myself. I can draw a picture of Hashem." No, if you can draw a picture of Hashem, you have no idea who he is. It's specifically when it's cloudy and you're unsure and you're not sure and you say, I'm not sure what Hashem is. Yeah, because he's so great. And you got it. That is what it is. Not knowing what it is what it is. It's hard for us. This is the challenge of Emunah. This is the challenge of Emunah that we face, that every single person faces. To confirm it in your mind, but at the same time understand, Les machshava tfisa beklal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. There is no way for anyone in this room's mind to comprehend Hashem. Now, what we're going to talk about here is how we're able to connect to Him without comprehending Him. How is that possible? Meaning, He is, right? He is Chochmah. So how is it possible that if He's Ein Sof, and Les machshava tfisa beklal, and it is so cloudy for us, so how do we connect to Him if we can't get to Him? Right? We can't just live in this undefined, you know, cloudy world. So that's what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss Limud HaTorah, and that's how we're going to be able to connect Him. It's a vehicle. We discussed it last week, and maybe we can describe it as an elevator through which we can elevate ourselves to connect with our nefesh and our neshama to Hashem. But as far as believing in Hashem, as far as Emunah, Les Machshava Tfisa Beklal is it. That's what it is. So again, just a little bit of a, I really meant to say this for Chizuk, that a person should not feel in any way down on himself for not being able to think, oh, well, I need to work on my Emunah because everyone has to work on their Emunah. But it's not because you don't understand Hashem. Not understanding Hashem is understanding Him. That's what it is. It's tznius. It's humility. It's being behind the scenes. It's running. It's the challenge that everybody's supposed to face. So these things are not things which should appear to us. We shouldn't at least feel ourselves that it's an insurmountable goal, because it's, when the more you know, it's a siman that you have no shaychus to it. So just remember that Les Machshava Tfisa Beklal is the Eibishter. Okay, let's see Perek Hey. So in Perek Dalet,
that the people that did know more actually knew less?
The people that knew more only knew more because they understood more and more and more that you can't understand it. They understood Ein Sof, they understood Les Machshava Tfisa Beklal. The more you know, you recognize that Hashem is so great and so beyond that we can't comprehend Him. The people that there's going to be people that actually know more, but they know less because they think they know more, but they don't. Those are the people that draw a picture of God. Those are the people that say God is a specific thing. If someone says Hashem is X, Y, and Z, and Hashem is good to this kind of person and not good to, again, whatever is not from the Torah. Again, the Torah obviously is Hashem's Ratzon. But if somebody has this idea of, oh, why would God do this? Well, if you think that God is going to fit into your head, you have no idea what God is. That is the farthest thing from God. God is way beyond our head. We need to be able to be humble, just like He is, just like Hashem is, and say, listen, we're going to listen to what the Torah tells us about Hashem. We cannot make our own decisions. Because the more you define Him within your own mind, the less you know about Him. So that's all. That's the struggle of Emunah. It's a lifelong struggle of trying to comprehend the incomprehensible. But I don't know if we're trying to comprehend it. We're coming to the realization that how great it is and how endless it is and how boundless it is. That is our comprehension. That's the comprehension we have to have. And that's what we have to take home with us. And not feel overly challenged by Emunah because we don't define it. We're not supposed to. That's the idea I just want to give over. Okay, so we're going to talk today about this idea, what it means, Les Machshava Tfisa Beklal, and how through Limud HaTorah. So we learned last time that even though Hashem is Chochmah, Hashem is knowledge, Hashem is wisdom, yet His wisdom is way beyond. And what Hashem has done is He's taken the Torah, and what He's done is He was mitzamtzem Himself, which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, He took Himself and He put Himself in a little box. The Torah is amazing, but it's not as amazing as Hashem Himself. The Torah is an expression of Hashem's wisdom, and through that we're able to experience Hashem in a way that that otherwise it would be impossible to experience Him. Which is why, by the way, another reason why the greatest spiritual experience a person could have is studying the Torah. Even wisdom and all these things which are great, even chesed and all these things which are great, it's amazing, but again, it's not having that communion and that unity with Hashem Himself, so to speak. Again, it's not Hashem Himself because it's all mitzumtzum. It's all condensed in the Torah. But connecting yourself to the Torah, connecting yourself through the Torah to the Taryag Mitzvahs, the Machshava B'Dibur B'Maisa, that is the greatest Dveikus that a person could have. More than anything else that he could do, it's forming your mind. It's fashioning your mind to follow Hashem's wisdom. That's the greatest connection, because then in your mind you are connecting to Hashem. That's the greatest thing. So we're going to speak in Perek Hey a little bit more about what this means. He's going to explain this expression. So Perek Hey, Uletoisefes Biur Be'er Hetev, says the Balatanya, and then for additional, Levi, there's more sheets up there. You see the top shelf over there? All the way by the fridge? Top shelf? All the way to the left. No, no, top one up. Right there, there's papers. Grab one from Mayor also. Okay, Parakei. Lo teisefes bir be'er heitev loshein tfisa. What he's going to explain is, again, she'omar Eliyahu les machshova tfisa bach. It says, Eliyahu Navi said to Hashem that there is no way, no machshava, no thought process, tfisa bach, can capture you. Hashem cannot be captured. So he's going to explain, what does it mean, tfisa? What does it mean to capture? That Hashem is, we cannot capture Hashem. What does that mean? So he says, hine, kol seichel, any intellect, kishemaskil umasig besichloi eze muskel, when the intellect, it captures and it understands masig, that it's able to comprehend in its brain, as a muskel, any piece of information. The mind is able to capture, it's able to hold that which it understands. It's able to surround it with this knowledge. This knowledge is able to, it's like a vessel, it holds it, and it's able to surround it. That intellectual idea is captured, umukuf, and it's surrounded, umalubish, and it's clothed, besoich haseichel shehesigoi, within the mind that shehesigoi, that captures it, that's able to comprehend it, vehiskiloi, and is able to reach a level of intellect through it, vegam haseichel malubish b'muskel, and also that which is the mind is also clothed b'muskel in that idea, b'shasha masigoi v'toyse v'sichloi. So now he's going to say an example. Okay, these words so far, it's been pretty convoluted. It's been pretty complicated. That the mind captures it and surrounds it, and the mind is also clothed in it. Let's see what a derech mashal. So he's going to say, I'll tell you a mashal. Derech mashal. Dalet mem means derech mashal. So let me give you an example. He says, kisha adam mevin umasig ezo halacha. When a person understands and he comprehends any halacha, b'mishnah, if it's a mishnah, like b'gemara or in the gemara, le'ishura, alburya. But that means that he understands it properly. Again, he didn't just roll into morning seder an hour late and pay his Rebbe some lip service and say over what his Rebbe tried to, what is nice to say, so try to repeat the words by heart so your Rebbe doesn't chop that you have no idea what you're talking about. I'm talking about somebody who really sits down, embodies that knowledge, and he takes it in, he absorbs it, and he really, really becomes one with that knowledge. So he says, Haray sichloi toifis umakiv oisa. His mind captures it, he caught it, and he surrounds it. But his mind is, again, aside from his intellectual capacity to surround it and to really get it, his mind also becomes clothed in it, meaning they become one. You surround it, but you also penetrate it at the same time. Now, what's this halacha? Halacha zuhi chachmosoi uretzori shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This halacha that you're learning, this is the wisdom and the will of Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. This is Hashem's will. Now, Reuven kach v'kach derech mashal. Let's say Reuven says, you owe me $200. V'shimen kach v'kach. And Shimon says, no, I owe you $50 or $100. So yeah, psak beinayim kach v'kach. Hashem says that when Reuven and Shimon disagree over who owes them money, right? One guy has a deep fryer in his room. Somebody else plugged it into the wrong socket and it shorted, and now it be busted up his thing. So now you go to the Rav and you ask the Rav, who owes who money, right? Does he owe him money for it, or was it maybe he was negligent for not telling him? So who decides? Hashem decided. Hashem decided she bin yeah psak binim kach bakach. The af im loy hoya veloya hadover zeli oilam. Lovi lemishbat. And even if it will never, ever, ever come to fruition, there will never, ever be such a case. You learn the Gemara, which has this wacky case of Reuven, Shimon, and they go to Levi, and Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Zvulun, and it's a wild case, and you're just saying to yourself, like, what? This is never going to happen. She says, even if it never happens, Altainas and Tvias Elu, they never have. No one ever came to a basin with such claims. However, after the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what his will is, this is his wisdom, that if it should happen that Reuven says this and Shimon says this and Levi says this and Yisachar says this, the psak should be as follows. When a person knows this and he comprehends what, if Reuven said this and Shimon said this, what would the Dayan say? That itself, b'mishnah ibi gemara, you know this in Mishnah or Gemara, I poiskim, hareza masig v'toyfes, a person comprehends and he captures and umakev and he surrounds b'sichloi with his mind, ritzoinoi v'chachmosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the will and the wisdom of Hashem. The less machshava tfisa, that really Hashem himself no thought, no intellect could ever capture Hashem. Hashem is above and beyond. He's Ein Sof. He's undefined. We can never know Him. But His will has been made known to us. His will is that when Reuven says 200 and Shimon says 100, it's a moed b'miktsas and you're chayav shvuah. You have to pay up and you're chayav shvuah. That's what Hashem said. That's what He wants. That is you. That is creating a unity between you and your mind to Hashem's ratzin. And that is the greatest dveikus there is. He says, "Let's watch out tefisa bei v'loy b'tzayin v'chachmosay," because we cannot comprehend what Hashem's the source of Hashem's will. Kiim behislab shusam behalachay so aruches lefanenu. The only way we can comprehend Hashem is comprehending Him through the vehicle that is the Torah, through the vehicle that is the Torah Shebal Peh, the vehicle that is these cases. We can't understand Hashem. Tell me about Hashem. I can never comprehend that. What I could comprehend is that when Reuven says he owes him 200, and Shimon says, no, I only owe 100, that if you're a moed b'miktsas, you pay 100 and you make a shvuah. That's as far as we can get, as close as we can get to understanding Hashem. It says, v'gam sichloi melumash b'hem. And also, when a person knows this, his mind, aside from comprehending it, it's also enclosed in it. Meaning your mind takes on, again, it elevates itself to something higher, which is Hashem's will. V'hu yichu nifla. He says it's the ultimate communion, yes? So the more and more you delve into it, when you see a Gemara, and then you see Rashi, and you see Taisus, and you see the Ritva, and you see the Shita, and you see the Marsha, what they're telling you is, they're arguing about, what does Hashem want? What is Hashem's will? They're fighting over it. Now again, you may ask me, wait a second, but when you say Omar Abaye, well, how does that help? That's what Abaye says. That's what Rava says. How does that help you for what Hashem says? The answer is, this gets into another topic of the Torah Shebal Peh, which is very important. We'll have to address this topic at greater length someday. But Torah Shebal Peh, although a person has come up, a human being, a Basar Adam, has come up with many of the ideas in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave us the Torah, He gave us the Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh is something amazing. There's nothing else like it. Even though Hashem gave us the general principles of Torah Shebal Peh, He gave it to us with so much more that is dormant and that's waiting for human intellect to delve into, comprehend, and then build upon. That means that Hashem gave us certain outlines, and within that structure, an outline of Torah Shebal Peh, Abaye is able to creep in there, to kricharein, and to say, oh, based on these two ideas, these two patterns which I am developing, I see that the Ratzon Hashem is X, Y, and Z. Now, even though, again, we need it without Abaye, it doesn't exist. Because without Abaye, it's dormant. Without Abaye, there's no power of that Torah Shebal Peh. It's b'koyach but not b'poil. We need human beings, the more and more we learn, the more and more Abaye learns, the more and more the Rambam writes, and more the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and the more and more the Pnei Yeshua says, and the Marsha says, and the more and more Levi Feldman learns, right? And everybody, the more and more Yishai and Atiyan learns, the more and more we learn, so then we are able to connect our minds and to use it just like rain helps the ground, the powers of the nutrients in the ground grow. So our minds, we're able to connect to those dormant powers of the Torah and to bring out more and more Torah. So even though, yes, it's Abaye saying it, but that's the beauty of Torah Shebal Peh. The beauty of Torah Shebal Peh is that the human mind can actually play a role in developing Hashem's intellect. Because we are also given an intellect which is like Hashem's. Again, obviously, and no comparison whatsoever, but because we're created with Tzelem Elokim, just like in Midos, our Midos can connect to Hashem's Midos, so also, when intellectually, we have the ability to connect to the Torah because of our Neshama and our Nefesh and our Seichel and all these things which really come from, we're a chip off the old block, we're able to connect to Torah. Let's say, for example, a Gentile, his intellect is different. I'm not saying we're smarter, it's not a matter of smarter. It's a matter of being able to connect to Hashem's Ratzon. Only a Jew can really connect to Hashem's Ratzon. That we do through Torah Shebal Peh. But what we're studying, back to what the Baal HaTanya is saying here, is we're studying Hashem's intellect. Again, Hashem himself is less machshava tfisa beklal. But what he has given us, he is something, there is a tfisa. There's something that we can capture. We can capture this chokhmah of the Torah. And we can, not only do we capture it, we're actually mislavish in it, we're maluvish in it, which means that we actually elevate ourselves. We raise our level of intellect when we capture Hashem's intellect. So he says, "She'ein yichud kamoyu." There is no communion like this. There is no way in the physical world for us to ever connect to anything as closely as we can connect to Hashem through the Limud HaTorah. To be at one, to be unified with Hashem, mamish, really, to literally be unified with him, he calls out of pina from every angle. This is a virtue of really without the ain kates, there's no end to it. That with the mitzvah of yediyas haTorah vasagosa and comprehending the Torah, I'll call a mitzvah maisiyos. As much as a person where citizens of any mitzvah that Hashem wants, it's true he's being mekayim ratzon Hashem, but that doesn't compare to the devekis of unifying yourself with Hashem's intellect. Afilu al mitzvahs atzluyos b'dibor, even through speech. Afilu al mitzvahs Talmud Torah shebedibor. Okay, they call mitzvah shebedibor umaita kodesh baruch hu malbash as a nefesh makifa or Hashem bereishu varad raglo. Because through the mitzvahs, even the mitzvah of limud haTorah, which means speaking Torah, or the mitzvahs of dibor of speech, these do not compare to what will be a diyas haTorah milvad. However, but through the knowledge of Torah, just connecting your mind, bending your brain to fit with Hashem's intellect through the Torah, the Ratzon Hashem, Shaseichu Malubish B'Chochmas Hashem, Hinegam Chochmas Hashem B'Kirboy. The Chochmah of Hashem is inside of you. Masha Seichel Masik V'Toyfes U'Makif B'Sichloy Masha Efshloy Litzvoyes V'Lahaskim Yediyas haTorah. That which a person is able to comprehend, there is no greater dveikus than that. You could perform any mitzvah, you could speak Torah, all these things. It's not the same as when in your mind. Again, he's differentiating here between speaking Torah and knowing Torah. Again, not the motions of saying over what Tosfos says. It's really understanding, getting to it, getting to the bottom of Tosfos and saying, Tosfos says this. What's Tosfos Teretz? What's the pshat? And to let it really seep into your brain to the point where, wow, I really get what he's saying. I may not agree with it, and I can ask my Rebbe a question. I could ask a question I could not agree with what my Rebbe says. That's fine. But to really, really, really get down to the bottom of what is being discussed here, back and forth. And it sounds like, wait, it's so trivial. Wait a second. So what? Mari Bar Asik said this, and Rav Ashi held like this, and Marzutra held like this. You are connecting. That is the greatest communion and yichud that is possible with Hashem. When you understand Hashem's ratzah, and that's Hashem condensed His ratzah into that. That's how we do it. So he says, "Ishkefi sichlu v'koch yidiyosev asagosev v'pardes." Again, and it depends on every person's level of comprehension and understanding, and the way he's able to comprehend the pardes. Again, pshat remez drushim soid. He says, "Lufisha b'yidiyas haTorah, haTorah miluveshes benefesh adam v'sichloi umukefes b'soichem." And because through knowledge of the Torah, it's clothed in the soul of a person. And through his intellect, and it's surrounded by them. So he says, it's beautiful. That's why the Torah is called Lechem Umozoin HaNefesh. It's bread and it's sustenance for the soul. The same way that the physical bread, it sustains the body when it's inside, and it's inside your intestines. And it becomes a part of you. The nutrients of the food that we consume, it's our energy. It becomes a part of our blood. And that a person is able to live off that. The same way when through knowing Torah and comprehending Torah, when a person really uses his intellect to get down to the bottom of Torah, when it's captured in his mind and he becomes one with that knowledge, a person is unified with Hashem, basically a person also the same thing, the same way that physical food, the material food becomes a part of his body and it causes, gives him life, the Torah becomes a part of us and it sustains our soul. So he says, and you're connected to Ein Sof Baruch Hu that is clothed in the Torah, that is within with the wisdom that is clothed within the Torah. Which the Arizal says that the Torah is b'soich mei, in my stomach, in my innards. What does that mean? It means when a person learns, the Torah becomes a part of his soul. The Torah because he becomes unified with the Torah to the extent that that food becomes unified with the person. Because the clothes of the neshamos in Gan Eden is the mitzvah and the Torah, he amos in the neshamos. He says that the Torah is the mos in the neshamos she'osku bo'ilam hazeh b'Torah l'shma. When a person learns Torah l'shma, so the Torah l'shma is the clothing. What does it mean v'lishma? What does it mean Torah l'shma? Very important line from the Balatanya. Haynu k'day l'kasher nafshei l'Hashem al yedei hasogas haTorah. That a person can connect his soul to Hashem Hashem through comprehending the Torah. Ish kefisich like mashkasa be that's creates chayim. That's also a statement from the Arizal. Again, Torah lishma means that a person wants. I'm sitting down. I'm learning for Seder. I sit down 9:30 in the morning with my Rebbe. I open up the Gemara and I say that a Meimar and Ravashi and Marzutra iklu lebustana the Mori Bar Esek. That is why am I doing that? What is lishma? Zokta Balatanya. Lishma means I want to connect myself, unify myself with Hashem's intellect. Hashem himself is less machshava tfisa beklal. But in the Torah, we do have a tfisa. In the Torah, in the story of why he ate, why he didn't eat, these are concepts that we can comprehend. In our minds, we can comprehend it. And that is the greatest communion, the greatest unity that we can have with Hashem is when we sit down and we do that. So he says, well, we'll just read these words. The brackets usually are very Kabbalistic. V'amozen hi b'chinas or p'nimi, the sustenance is or p'nimi, it's the inner light. V'halavushim b'chinas makifim, the levushim really are outside. We'll see that there's going to be concepts here in the Baal HaTanya of p'nimi, with things which are internal, and things which surround us. V'lechein omer razal, sh'tamot Torah shokol k'negel kol ha-mitzvahs. Tamot Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs. A mitzvah is only surround. It's only a cloth, but it's not inward. It's not innervating. But Torah he mozoin. Torah is sustenance. V'gam levush. It's both lenefesh hamaskelas. Shem is labish ba biyuna. First of all, the soul is clothed with it, which is an external thing. However, biyuna v'limuda. V'kolshkin k'shemoyti b'hiv v'dibur. Shehevel adibur nasa b'chinas or makif k'mashkata b'priyetz chayim. Torah really has both elements. That's why Torah is so much greater than mitzvahs, because through a mitzvah, a person has something to be enclosed with, and he doesn't become unified with it. It's external of him, and he's able to elevate himself through mitzvahs. Torah has that level, but Torah has much more, because through Torah also, the Torah also gets it creeps into a person, into his veins, into his sustenance, just like food, just like lechem u'mazon, like he was saying, it becomes a part of a person's sustenance and life. It's inside, so Torah is better.
Is that better to learn Torah than to do mitzvahs?
So the Gemara discusses this at length, everyone. But however, no, it's not better. A person who learns also has to be mekayem the mitzvahs. It's a bit of a catch. We have to discuss the balance at length at a greater time, how learning goes together with mitzvahs. But the study of Torah itself is the greatest level, like he's saying, of unity and dveikus. Okay, shkoyach.